Okay, RK101, continuation of the what was it now? Of the one I made the other day, what was it about? Do we need a priest? Or was it TH? I don't remember. I think it was RK. So what is then the alternative? Well, my point there with that story, my discussion with that senior leader was, that yes, shiksha, the knowledge, is the most important, right? Not the, well, I'm not saying not the person who speaks it, but not the position of such a person, whether it's a priest standing up on in one of those preachers' towers or whatever, and the dress and the title and the adoration and all of that. These are positions. And such position can be, well, as Prabhupada himself use that expression, figureheads. So that was kind of my point then in that discussion. I mean, I was of course aware of that. It's a sensitive topic to discuss, especially from that point of view, with someone who is top leader, I mean, very top leader, and has a lot of disciples and so on who worship him like a representative of God. Remember, this was in the 90s. Well, he kind of shunned the subject, which I expected, and I didn't want to delve further into to push it further, but now I'm talking about it. Like 25 years later or something. And the knowledge. And I would say like this, that this well, it can get idealized and exaggerated over the top worship of one, you know, big figurehead like that can distract and divert from or overshadow that fact that all Vaishnavas should be highly respected. And what happened, why I mentioned that, again, I am being frank here, was because I saw it back then, and many of us saw it, and I think maybe that's why many are not with ISKCON anymore, to be blunt, that while some were idealized and iconized and worshipped like God personified on earth or representative of God, and I think some they even started suggesting that Prabhupada was God, actually incarnate. So it easily happens from the side of disciples and followers that they deify a great person like that. So I've seen it, that glorification, which was conspicuously and obviously, in retrospect at least, over the top, exaggerated, artificial, it was worship of a figurehead, the guru, the acharya, his divine grace, and so on. But that position there. And we who came completely new to this, what do we know? If that person is worshipped and respected as being a pure devotee, perfect person, representative of God, personification of, you know, the Sakyavesha, the basically incarnation of God. On earth, then what do you do? You have to accept it, otherwise you go away. It was just with us or against us. I mean, that's how it becomes. So, and that's how it was back then. I'm talking 80s, 90s, and I don't know what happened so much after that. But just making the point here that a problem involved with that was that at the same time, devotees, the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, could and did sometimes treat each other very, very respectlessly and bad, sometimes even abusive. There was lying going on. There was exploitation going on, either for service or personal pleasures. I mean, things going on behind the screen in all kinds of ways, which is also generally what happens in religious institutions and organizations like that. It's nothing new, and it's also nothing one can anymore. Hide away by ignoring it, pretending it's not there, which is usually what they do, of course. And that's in all kinds of such organizations. But because, and that is completely contrary to the Vaishnava culture, to treat each other in such a way. Or because someone stands in the kitchen washing pots, but is doing it every day as a humble service to God, to Krishna, maybe in Krishna's temple kitchen, in Dwarika Girdhar, or where, is a lower person than the temple president or the sannyasi or the guru. And now I am seeing, and I have seen as a personal witness, that some of those who stood there in that kitchen and or whatever they were doing, cutting vegetables, but did it day after day after day after day for so many years, while those gurus was receiving worship and service and money and airplane tickets and wonderful prasadam and all this, but are now gone from all of that. Well, I mean, for good or for bad, but are not anymore, and then eventually prove to be not really on that position which they were worshipped as of being in. So, yeah. But the teachings, the knowledge, and I'm again talking from personal experience, because our guru, who was considered the super guru of ISKCON back then, the greatest of the great, the perfect person, when for different reasons he decided to step down from that position. And when some of those disciples saw, oh my goodness, he's just an ordinary human being. He's not the perfect, super-duper, perfect representative of God. Then they turned against him. And you had hate speeches all over, you know, over the internet, because or at least very, very very upset and deeply traumatized. Speeches, you could say, that I personally heard from different disciples. I thought he was a perfect person, but he was just an ordinary human. And that was the worst thing in the world that you could find out about that person. But well, as for me, I thought, okay, I prefer to have him as an ordinary person. We can become friends, and we will. Friends like that, hung out a little bit, just we were a little gang like that, former disciples and the Guruji, just going down to the beach and making a fire and sitting talking and singing some song, you know, this. So, and I realized, and I think many of us realized, that, you know, that's where we could have been all along, just be ourselves. And that's probably, again, I say in retrospect, looking back at all of it, that's probably how it should have been. And even now, when I listen to read what Prabhupada said just before he left, about gurus and leadership and all of that, he said, you know, you can all become gurus when you are qualified for it. Not that you only 11 of you can be gurus and the rest will never be qualified. But you are qualified automatically because I blessed you to be so or something. He just said that. And then I also learned there are different kinds of gurus. Siksha, Diksha, Vartmana, Pradarshika Guru, Chaitya Guru in the heart. So this whole guruship thing, the teacher thing, role there, function, is a broad and very deep one, which is really ultimately, but fundamentally and centrally about Chaitya Guru, God in the heart, that we are supposed to learn to follow and listen, surrender to, and be led by the little bird in the tree who listens to that wise friend. That's what the teachings are about. So not just eternally worship some figurehead, and while we remain those low, forever neophytes down there. So it's a whole thing there, and which I think is an important thing to discuss, at least. So therefore I'm saying again that the knowledge If I started this whole thing talking about maybe we don't need priests and all of those positions, and even not even organizations in the sense of a church or a religious organization like that, institutions. And then, of course, some will go, what are you talking about? How do you suggest that this should be possible? How would your perfect spiritual world look like? So that's what I'm trying to get to here. That I think that we have a working model here. And the key then is that the guru means teacher. Teacher is there to give us knowledge. And if we get that knowledge somehow or other from whomever we get it, then that's what it's about. The knowledge should be there. So I can take it in my life and live it and be happy and healthy and convinced about, you know, what I am and fearless and self-realized and all that. That's what it's about. Not that we should just perform functions in some kind of big social machinery, which are then by some considered pious or Sukriti-ish or so on, which may of course be included, but the point of it all is that knowledge that helps each and every one of us privately, individually, wherever we live, however we look like, whatever positions we have, to be Krishna conscious. So yes, I'm saying this now, making this statement and then publicly declaring it to the world that this is my opinion. And it's a proposed improvement or mode that this International Society for Krishna Consciousness could probably benefit a lot from a change there. If it's not been done already, maybe it has. In that case, I'm just talking old history here, but so in other words, that priest function or bishop or guru or whatever, of course, guru is a teacher, not a priest. But sometimes they were shared almost those qualities. But that kind of organization there with this kind of hierarchical leadership, which has a lot of downsides today in this age of Kali. We need to accept that, especially when we are still, I would say, beginners. And there's a lot of further experience, qualifications needed to run, for instance, these big organizations. Especially back in the days when we were all hippies and out, how to say, dropouts and whatever. But yeah, what do you say? Because then my emphasis, and this has been my personal emphasis for the past 20, 25 years, It's about the spreading of the knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada said that also, that this is the most important in my books, that knowledge should be spread, first of all, to intelligent people who can actually understand it, because it's a great, deep and wonderful knowledge, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Oof. And Chaitanya Chaitanya, I mean, these books he gave, they're high-level, deep, powerful, but not so easy to understand. And he even said that, yeah, and you can also make temples and ashrams and all of that, but that will attract neophytes, which, yes, his temples did. They attracted neophytes, people who didn't understand hardly anything. Many disciples didn't. Good prasadam, have a place to hang out, and good friends and fun things to do. And I don't need to take care of myself anymore. I'm taking care of... There were such... all kinds of reasons for people to come. Just like Krishna says in the Gita, there are different four classes of people who come to me. So that was also there. And I don't know about now. Someone told me, an old god brother, that here and there, it's more like a, what we call temples and farm projects, more like a Hindu hippie community. I understand what it means, but anyway. But the knowledge, because Prabhupada even hinted at that when he said that statement, that it's, after all, we just a whole bunch of neophytes that we need to take care of, and some are trying to teach to come to a more real level. It's a lot of work, and we can just see temples being filled with neophytes. You know, we all need to eat, we all need a place to stay, and heating, and this and that. So he said even that could be there or not, those temples and ashrams. We don't even need them, actually. Prabhupada said that. I saw the quote, and if you can find it, was there somewhere on Facebook, but I lost it. But it's definitely a quote somebody posted, unless it was made by AI. But that was Prabhupada's mood that I learned and have learned all through the years, that the book production, the BBT, production, distribution of my books, that must go on. The spreading of knowledge, the knowledge I'm giving here. And you should write your own books, he said too. Take this knowledge, understand it. And he was talking to intelligent people, because some of his disciples were or are very intelligent people. Not necessarily those in the top leadership positions. I mean, this is what I'm talking about here, that we shouldn't stare too much at the people. Is this a big person or a small person? But look at the knowledge that is there. And I think that is going on nowadays more and more. So what I'm talking about here, suggesting, is, or rather I'm saying that this is what I'm seeing now, appearing more and more, and which I think makes sense. Maybe it's even Krishna helping out for this to happen, to help good people, devotees, to work together in a nice way that is the right way. And I would say that way is what we call networking today. And the internet is made for networking. So rather than just say, oh, this internet is materialistic, it's just blah, media, modern media, But, you know, that was not the mood of Bhaktivinoda and Srila Prabhupada, not Lodhita. I mean, books, the stupid book, print, use media, put a printing press in a temple. So we should follow and learn, understand that. This is why I became so attracted when I read about these men. These are the kind of people I can respect and that I can, yeah, relate to the truth, the knowledge. Not worship me, not join a church. They rather often stepped out of their religious institutions and just again focused on spreading the knowledge. And we have now these wonderful media that we can use to spread knowledge. So the way I see it, that's how we should be now. That's the most important. I'm not saying anything against temples or this project, that project, but I'm just saying that my understanding of the teachings from the acharyas we are following, I'm talking now especially in this Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, but you could translate this into Christianity or whatever religion, I think, or because there's always a group who are in that religion, in this kind of congregation under the leader sense, and there are others who are more free on their own, but interested in the knowledge. So, you know, Gnostics or whatever. So we have that. We have network connection here where we can all meet. And where all of us, everyone, can make themselves heard. I can make myself heard like this. You can do so too. And we here on Radio Krishna, if you are in Sweden, we even try to facilitate so that you can make your voice heard, because we like to hear the voices of devotees, of Vaishnavas. So that's, and then there's all the Prabhupada's books are here online, and we can make so much, movies, films, animations, online writings or theater that we film and put it on YouTube, and there's so much you can do. Singers, bands, being creative, making their own music in their own style that they like, and singing out of their hearts their realizations and insights and thoughts and feelings about Krishna and God and, you know, whatever, the world and life. But again, with some Vaishnava Siddhanta there, that becomes a guide. Entertainment, but spiritually guiding, not preaching. Like the priest in his preacher's throne, or chair, whatever you call it, waving the hand and looking very stern. But inspiring and sharing and, you know, look, this is how I feel about life and this is what I realized, and wow, look at this. You live this kind of life and it's going to be a happy life for you, because that's what it became for me. That's really acharya, you know, to teach by one's own example. Just be ourselves. And yes, I washed pots all my life in that temple. And now I'm lying here on death's bed and speaking to you youngsters about what surrender means. surrender to God, whatever you can do, and whoever you are, big or small, that's what it's about. I mean, this is a reality. So I'm saying that this should be more emphasized, put in the front room. And that networking is not depending on some electronic internet either. I also would like, but also we can't always travel around, and it can be expensive too. So I mean, there is this this program that I started working with and wanted to develop this. They call it cell preaching, but I think it should be more thought of it just as we say, a networking. Little groups of friends, one in one city here, one in another city, inviting people to their homes. Again, maybe some are coming and playing some music there, or a little bhajan here in the library hall. Little things you can do, or just little posters on town. You can come to our home and we can have a little event here, some Indian meditation music. I mean, all this is going on. I'm seeing this is going on here in Sweden, and I'm sure elsewhere too, but I think that's the way to go. And then you have a little group of friends there, and if you are too different, and you divide into two groups of friends who are birds of same feather flock together, and that's normal and that's natural. Not that we all should necessarily mold ourselves to fit into one and the same template of what a devotee is. And then you have this bunch of I can understand why people saw us as brainwashed. Everyone looking the same, both dress-wise and in the face, basically. Smiling when it's time to smile and looking stern when it was supposed to do that. I mean, sometimes it became a bit too much like that. So, again, just being ourselves. And allowing ourselves to be in that way, to be natural in the way we gather with a few, it could be, however, some people are very social, some are not, friends. And once you feel you're really friends with Krishna in the center, then wonderful things can happen. Oh, why don't we do that thing together? Oh, this other group of Krishna friends over there, they are a little bit like us, maybe we can include them, let's make a movie, or let's make a band, and there are all these cool things that we can do. And I mean, I grew up in the 70s where we were like that, just friends hanging out, and then let's make a band, and you write songs, I write, I got a guitar, you got a saxophone. And three of us actually from that band joined the temple then. But we could have continued making music, or because all of a sudden we were supposed to rather become different people who even were not supposed to be friends anymore for some strange reason, some idea someone had in their head. That's just mundane friendship. So it's different now, of course. I'm just telling you a little bit history here. But yeah, focus on the knowledge. Not that you have to quickly, as we thought back then, in half a year or a year, I should be initiated by a bona fide guru, then he's like the wall outlet that I plug myself into to get the power coming down through this Guru Parampara from Krishna. That's my only connection with Krishna. Well, it took, Prabhupada didn't get initiation until 11, after 11 years or so. And when I got initiated, my Diksha Guru then, he even said that this is not a matter of a formal initiation ceremony. If you accept someone as your guide and mentor or whatever, then you do that anyway. So it, again, I say that has to be for real. And if you didn't, then why did you take initiation? And if you did, you don't even need an initiation ceremony or a name or all of these things, which some, of course, do it in order to get. I want a spiritual name. I want to be a real devotee. Then I can become advanced and respected. And some thought like that, and some just wanted to be real cool Hare Krishnas. So all, that's how we were. We're probably not like that anymore, but we are, if we can just accept ourselves the way we are, then we need to also be just, well, we can also be just honest about who we actually are. And that's how we were, at least. But here we are now, and yeah, something like that. And I'm talking not now about, no, we should formally create a network. And I am now creating the network, and all of you should be in, and you should donate to me. But no, that's not what a network is. It's just a connection between a bunch of people. It goes in between all of them, and both individually and collectively. And then that can be combined. It can be done on the online, can be used very nicely, the internet, which is exactly what's how it is today. People are using the internet very creatively to form such networks between people of the same interest, and they can from that organically just grow into different different teamworks and projects and this and that, which can form, and then people are working in them because they can identify with that and they feel they work nicely together and they are friends, and it's a good project that everyone believes in, not because some guy on top decided it's a good project that you should all work for, but you're drawn to it, to that little or big project, because you like that project, not because, again, someone tops says that you should like it. So this is what I'm seeing. Things fall nicely into the right place when you start thinking this way. And then, again, when Prabhupada left the world just before and after that, of course, when they started discussing what we're going to do here, how the leadership going to be, some suggested that, just basically suggested that, let's just be the way we are. Be ourselves. Why should we pretend something or climb up to some big throne? Not because we actually, even ourselves, think we belong up there, but because someone has to sit up there. Why does someone have to sit on a big throne? And of course, many questioned that, and later on the thrones were shrunk a little bit lower down. in many cases removed. So, which I think was a healthy thing. But now we're not talking furniture here, but relationships. And that's the most important, that Vaishnava relationships are the best friendly relationships that there are. And then again, I'm not here saying that we should start a program where we should all love each other and show each other affection and, you know, just some manners that we should show to each other. But just, hey, give up all that artificial behavior. Therefore, I'm a bit fed up with programs. You should go to the programs. Are you taking part in the temple programs? Or are you being independent-minded? It's not about programs. It's about just being ourselves, being natural, and make friends with each other for real. And friendship means we can trust each other. We like each other. We can talk about it, things to each other very openly and reveal things. It's always so nice to do with a friend, isn't it? Have a real friend that you can talk about everything with. And so on. That's what friendship means. Not, again, some kind of role that you act in. Oh, yes, we're going to be Vaishnava Sangha, we're going to be the best of friends. So then you go out there and it's like you go on a theater stage. No, for real. And, yeah, that's the way I see that. And I think and I hope many who may listen to this think the same and think, what are you talking about? This is, of course, obvious. This is the most important. So, yeah, I guess this is what I'm really talking about here. So say what you think about it. There's a comment section below here and so on and so forth.